This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's begin with politics and this question. How should congressional Democrats chart their way out of the political wilderness in the wake of last week's election? It's a question that has particular resonance for the all-Democratic Massachusetts congressional delegation. House Democrats were supposed to vote today on who should lead their caucus, but in the wake of Donald Trump's shocking upset victory, a group of them rebelled and forced a delay in leadership elections. Maybe it's time for a new direction and new blood. Among those who pushed for the delay, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton.
I don't think we can have that family conversation if we just rush into voting for the same leadership slate we've always had this Thursday.
That's Congressman Seth Moulton speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition yesterday. And joining us today is Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas, who represents the state's 3rd congressional district. Congresswoman Tsongas, great to have you. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, good to be with you.
So it sounds like some of you in Congress are saying it's time for a reset and a rethink about how Democrats should go forward. What's your view on how Democrats can reclaim political relevance in the age of Donald Trump?
Well, first of all, I do want to say that I do appreciate and very much support our leader Pelosi's decision to delay the leadership elections. I think she heard from our caucus and recognized that we needed more time to take a close look at those results as we make our decisions about what the best way forward is for us as a party in the House of Representatives. And I think that's a testament to her, the way in which she has always listened to the various members and made decisions that help support the unity of us, because I do think that's very important as we make our way forward.
Yeah. So does part of that conversation, though, need to include reconsidering leadership? Is it time for someone other than Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi to lead congressional Democrats?
Well, I fully support Nancy Pelosi. I think she's been a remarkable leader. I think what we accomplished under her leadership, one of the most productive Congresses in the history of the House of Representatives, is a reflection of her commitment to moving us ahead as a country and to her willingness to and ability to bring together a very diverse caucus. So as we and there will be those who think there is time to reconsider that leadership. But I think as that process makes its way forward in the next several weeks, we have to be reminded that it really is important that we have somebody who well understands the diversity of views within the caucus, but who is able to bring people together. As you look across the aisle, you see in our counterparts in the Republican Party real divisions that I do think Speaker Ryan is going to have to contend with. So whether it's those in the Freedom Caucus, those in the more traditional Ryan wing of the party, or even what our president-elect brings to it. These are elements that have very disparate views, I think recent history has shown what a tough time our Republicans do have in coming together. Nancy Pelosi has demonstrated a very different talent in holding us together.
Well, one of the big messages, I guess, of the election was a kind of rejection of establishment candidates. Given that, wouldn't Democrats be advised to look toward new ideas in the form of new leadership?
I do think you'll see new leadership. It may not take place at, you know, the minority leader level, but you might see races in terms of who will represent the Democrats as ranking members on committee slot. That's yet to be determined. Those are all challenges and races to come. So I do think you'll see new leadership one way or the other.
Yeah. You know, the two big surprises of this past election season were obviously Donald Trump, but the other was the strength of Bernie Sanders' campaign with the Democrats. And what the two had in common was an appeal to folks who feel they've been left behind by the economic system. So I'm wondering what you think, Congresswoman Tsongas. To what extent do you think Democrats really need to focus on that issue, really double down on that? You know, as Bill Clinton articulated many years ago, it's the economy, stupid. I mean, do Democrats need to sort of re-embrace that?
I think we have to not rush to a decision as to what our challenges are, but spend some time just listening. There's no denying, though, we came out of a great recession. I think President Obama did a remarkable job in stopping the free fall and helping to build us back. But there are parts of this country that have not felt that, and we have to think hard about it. You know, my district is rooted in the Industrial Revolution, in manufacturing, and as those jobs move south and then offshore, we struggle with that for many, many years. And the reality is the federal government has to be a partner in helping to bring those communities that are affected by those great changes, bringing them into a new place. And we've got to think hard about what the best way is to do that.
You know, for Democrats like you, Donald Trump ran a campaign that was hugely controversial, to say the least. I mean, he called for bans on Muslims. He revealed objectionable attitudes about women. Now he's tapped Steve Bannon, the former head of Breitbart News, an online news agency that traffics in white nationalism, for a key White House job. So how do you walk that fine line between trying to work with Trump without normalizing the kinds of attitudes and positions he's taken that so many people find objectionable? How do you do that?
I think that's a real concern we all have. And I think we all have to be very vigilant as we want to work with President-elect Trump and soon to be President Trump on those things in which we have in common and where we see a real opportunity to make a difference in job creation, for example. So, you know, I think we were all heartened by Mr. Trump's comments on election night that he seemed to be open and wanted to reach across the aisle. And I think his comments around investing in infrastructure are an opportunity for us as a party because we're strongly supportive of that. But on the other hand, we have to be very vigilant. So I, like many, was very concerned by his decision to appoint Mr. Bannon. I'm one of many Democrats who signed on to a letter to ask him to withdraw that appointment. So that will be the challenge we have, looking for ways where we can work together for the betterment of our country, but at the same time being strongly disassociating ourselves and disagreeing with those areas in which he really defies our values.
Mm. All right. Well, Congresswoman Nikki Tsongas of Massachusetts 3rd Congressional District, thanks so much for talking to us today. We're very grateful.
Happy to talk with you. Thank you.